And we are learning that this step gives us some privileges, but it also gives us some responsibilities. And two of the responsibilities of being an Australian citizen is you have to vote at elections or you get fined, and you're also eligible for jury service. Now, when Jesus was about to leave the earth to return to heaven after his resurrection, he gave us the Great Commission, or what I've called it, the Great Responsibility. When we become citizens of heaven, a Christian, we have some privileges, sins forgiven, and eternal life. But we also have some responsibilities, one of which is telling others about Jesus. And this is what he said: "Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you." So if you consider yourself a Christian, a follower of Jesus, you are by default a disciple, and these words apply to you. Now, some of you may feel that you've done your time in the trenches, and it's now time to kick back and relax. Well, I have some bad news for you. A couple of years ago, I was at a men's convention at a place in Melbourne, and the speaker was looking over the auditorium and noticed that his congregation was fairly elderly. And he said, "If you think you can gently kick back into retirement and take it easy, think again." And he mentioned that Paul likened the Christian life to a race. Well, let's imagine a marathon. That's a pretty long race, isn't it? And what do marathon runners do as they enter the home stretch? They gather their last reserves of energy and sprint for the finish line. So too in our Christian walk, or should that be run? We need to finish well. So the question remains, what are you doing on a daily basis that contributes to the task of making disciples of all nations? One of Hope from Above's tasks is to inform the church that the Great Commission is far from complete, 3 billion people, and to challenge people to get involved. Now, a good place to start, which Jesus told us to do, is to pray. And here are the words in Matthew 9:36. "When he saw the crowds, he had compassion on them, because they were harassed and helpless, like sheep without a shepherd. Then he said to his disciples, 'The harvest is plentiful, but the workers are few. Ask the Lord of the harvest, therefore, to send out workers into the harvest field.'" So, the words of Jesus, he asked us to pray to the Lord to send more workers into the harvest field. And each one of us, we can pray, no matter how young, old, or infirm we may be feeling. So there's the challenge for us. So let's